sports leader, the Fan Owatonna.
Row the boat, Sky and Ma, go Gophers.
Mind your business!
Oh my Lord.
Mind your business!
This is the Mic'd Up Misfits here on AM 1170 and FM 106.3 KFOW, the Fan Owatonna. John Partridge, John Weisbrod here with you. We're about 80% power.
Yeah. Just get it out of the way. I feel better than my voice sounds.
I feel fine. Okay. I was just at that disaster of a football game on Sunday.
Well, the Vikings, you're going to go right into that, huh?
Yeah.
I didn't know that's where you were going with this. It's been about 2 weeks since I've done this whole radio thing, so hopefully it's like riding a bike. I don't know.
I'm kind of feeling it out, too. We're seeing where this takes
us. Let's say we'll pick up right where we left off, which is nowhere.
Yeah.
But I do need to remind everybody, you know, that today is the first Wednesday of the month, so by now you should know what that means. But before I get to that, and our special guest.
Good tease.
You like that? See, I've come back and I all of a sudden know the little tricks and the trades of it. Let's not make this a real show, though. Please.
No, okay. Don't worry about that.
Good. Well, my appearance is brought to you by Wayne Nord Wetmore Wealth Management, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services. Give them a call at 455-0901. Can't forget about our friends at Ron's Repair and Car Time of Owatonna. And particularly today, Swing Lab Performance Golf in Lakeville. And you don't have to be like me and fly hundreds of miles to Tucson.
How many?
Hundreds.
Hundreds?
Yep. To Tucson and play golf outside when you can drive 45 minutes north. Less for me because I'm in Medford.
Oh, good for me. You, yeah.
And go to Swing Lab. Thomas, I left the airport last week. It was 51 in Minneapolis. Landed in Tucson and it was 55. Did you get out and play golf at any point in the last 2 weeks outside?
I made an attempt on the 22nd of December. Unfortunately, my daughter, who's 2.5, got sick, so we had to take her in to get her checked out.
Fair enough.
But I did have a tea time, and yeah, it would have been a lot of fun.
Would that have been a record for the latest you've ever played in Minnesota?
In Minnesota, yeah.
Yeah, Minnesota. I mean, you're from a very warm climate.
I play golf all year round.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Must be nice. Yeah. But no, that's it's still bizarre to me. I mean, the snow we got yesterday is already melted. My friend here, John's an ice fisherman, so I'm trying not to gloat too much, but I don't mind the warm weather. But welcome back, Thomas Campbell. This is Tea Time with Thomas.
Before we get to tea time, we need to open up. What is the... Before you go to the first hole, don't you sit around the clubhouse a little bit, getting things set up, right?
Yeah.
I know after is the 19th hole. What do you call it before the first hole?
I mean, that would be the where you actually go and hit balls before and drive range and putting green and get yourself ready.
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. Just sitting around in the clubhouse having a drink to get yourself loosened up.
Yeah, well, there is something to be said about relaxing out there.
Yeah.
Because you and I both know piping it on the range means nothing.
Yeah.
You know, quite honestly, the range, there's a frost delay in Arizona, so we couldn't go on the range before the round that I played, 9 holes only. Quite honestly, I shot okay. I mean, I had 2 horrible holes and shot a 54, John. So there you go.
There we go.
There you are. Yeah. So there it is. But
so wait.
Yeah.
I got
sidetracked. I don't know where you're going with. Yeah, so Thomas, just stick with us.
Before we get to the golf, how was your Christmas?
Yeah. Yeah.
Did Santa bring you everything you wanted, Thomas?
Yes. Yep. The joys of my birthday and my Christmas for me and my wife are right around Christmas time, the same time. So we kind of all just put it together and.
So it's like a super celebration.
Buy each other what we want.
So, okay, you being from New Zealand, I was kind of intrigued on what sort of Christmas or holiday traditions you have down there, because down there it's summer, if I'm knowing my geography right, when it's Christmas. So
yeah, we have a place that by the beach that we go to every Christmas. And, yeah, it's a little different environment for sure.
Do you have a favorite Christmas cookie?
Mm-hmm. Is there a New Zealand Christmas cookie that's kind of famous? Let's hear it.
No, but my family likes to have about 14 or 15 different desserts for us.
Oh, 14 or 15? I don't even know where you'd go after like three.
For some reason, my
family just want to cook, make some desserts, and there's always different desserts at the end.
If I was in your family, I would weigh about 500 pounds.
Yeah. You're actually looking pretty good for 14 desserts, Thomas.
That is my weakness, is desserts.
Yeah. Well, my kids are starting to ask for dessert before the meal.
Smart.
Which is what my wife does, and
smart.
I knew they were going to catch on to that.
Yeah.
So we've had a lot of talks lately. Thomas, you have a 2.5-year-old. Have they started asking for, with all the candy around the house, before the meal?
Yeah, breakfast with candy and ice cream sometimes for breakfast.
Cereal for dinner, then,
candy.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I was good.
Somebody has to take control of this show.
Although
I like the non-direction.
Yeah.
Go ahead, John.
I don't know where I was going.
Well, I do want to talk to Thomas.
Let's talk golf.
We do.
We love talking golf. So let's do that.
I was looking for a way to shoehorn that in there. But some of the youth golfing leagues that you have, I looked you guys up, or, you know, Swing Lab came up on my Facebook feed, which is great, by the way. What are some of the things? It's been a month. I mean, every month we kind of have to have a little refresher, but what are some of the new things going on at Swing Lab?
Yeah, so I'm very excited. I've put together a kind of like junior or get ready for high school golf season program. So every Sunday or Monday, once a week, come in, and got different stations set up that will go through. Opening left on Sunday in the afternoon and the evening. Monday filled up nicely. So I'm excited to help all the high school players get ready for their high school season, which is really just around the corner. I think that's March 18th is their first day. So not only am I thinking about my golf season, but I'm trying to help every other junior high school player get ready for theirs.
And that's got to be a tough thing for the high schoolers, because you're coming out of winter. A lot of folks have the clubs in storage, and you just jump right into it. But having this accessibility to a place like Swing Lab has got to be key for these kids that want to take it to the next level.
Gives them a runway.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. That's 10 weeks long, and it's a great program. I've got two other teaching professionals helping me out with it as well. So it's going to be really good. I'm really excited what I can bring with regards to junior programming and all that kind of stuff.
Now, is this sort of not just a junior league? Is it sort of lessons as well as that, and maybe refining some strokes, refining some things in their game?
Right. So I'll have 5 or 6 different stations set up to work on, and we'll kind of spend 20 minutes at each station to work on. So one might be swing plane, one might be putting, one might be a wedge game, one might be speed training. Every week will be a little different.
Speed training?
Stations, and my guarantee is get them ready for their season.
You said speed training. Now, are we talking doing NFL cone drills to work on their foot speed, or I'm guessing we're talking about swing speed?
Well, yeah, speed training, when I talk about that, like I talk about overspeed training. So there's some programs out there by like Ripstick or Super Speed Golf. So getting them to work on those to get them swinging faster, because every mile an hour of club speed is 2 yards. So if you're able to pick up, say, 5 yards, you're going to hit more 10 yards further.
Grip it and rip it.
Well, problem is, Thomas, when I try to do that, it just adds to my slice. It just keeps going to the right. Every time I try to overhit it, which that's where I am in my game. I don't mind swinging in slow-mo, and the best advice I give myself is to trust the club. But, dealing with kids 16, 18, 15 years old, I'm sure they kind of run the gamut in terms of their skill level. But what do you kind of find are some of the main things that kids that age are working on, whether they play competitively in high school or not?
I mean, I'm always a huge believer on making sure they know how to control their wedges.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, I talked about getting speed. It's great to train speed and then work on the swing a little bit later on as they kind of develop. But wedge game is just so important to rely on, because if you're hitting it in the trees, you chip it out sideways, you still get up and down if you have a great wedge game. So controlling the ball flight, wedge game, getting your numbers dialed in, whether you're using like a clock system or kind of like a percentage system, how far back you bring the club. It's just a really good way to make sure that you know how far the ball goes for every wedge shot.
Yeah, I know how far it goes. It goes about to 100 yards straight on, then about 50 hard right.
You're pin high, though, 50 yards to the right.
Pin high, yep. It was perfect until impact.
Yeah, exactly.
So, Thomas, we talked a lot about youth right now. Let's take a quick break, and we'll touch on some of the adult programs or non-youth programs or even just programs in general. We'll talk about all of that coming up here on the Mic'd Up Misfits, AM 1170, FM 106.3, KFOW, The Fan, Owatonna.
Weather on The Fan.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot with a look at your weather ahead. A cold front slams into us today, bringing scattered flurries throughout the afternoon and stuck under mostly cloudy skies. And temperatures slowly crashing throughout the day, plummeting to lows in the mid-teens. But it'll bring plenty of sunshine for tomorrow. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota, and it's worth a look. Right now, it's 30.
Attention area golfers looking to take your game to the next level this winter? The answer isn't taking weeks off work and flying south to warmer climates. Instead, stay right here in Minnesota and take a short drive north to Swing Lab Performance Golf in beautiful downtown Lakeville. Swing Lab is not your average golf center and possesses all the tools and instruction you need to elevate your game. Utilizing the renowned TrackMan system, their staff of PGA certified instructors are here to help you reach your full potential with a personalized approach to training, providing precise and comprehensive feedback whether you're looking to break 100 for the first time or aiming to capture your first club championship. Their data-driven approach will fine-tune your technique and take your game to the next level. Swing Lab also boasts one of the state's only Zen Green putting systems. It's like having your own private putting green, allowing you to sharpen your short game and shave valuable shots off your round. Visit them online today at swinglabperformancegolf.com. Swing Lab Performance Golf. Practice like a pro.
Ameriprise Financial Advisors can work with you to provide personalized, goal-based advice based on your short and long-term goals. Plus, you can track your investments and find financial solutions with our digital tools and regular meetings. Call Wayne Norwood Wetmore Wealth Management, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, today at 507-444-0901. That's 507-444-0901. Office is located at 1850 Austin Road, Owatonna, Minnesota. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.
Committed to our team.
Shot at the buzzer.
Yes!
Committed to the maroon and gold.
Ran right over a man and threw it down.
Committed to family.
History all met. The Gophers lead by two.
That's what being a Gopher is all about.
And a throw down windmill dunk.
Join the family for Golden Gopher basketball right here all season long on your home for Minnesota basketball.
The Fan, Owatonna, AM 1170 and FM 106.3.
Owatonna Motor Company, your Ford and Chrysler dealer featuring one of the largest inventories in southern Minnesota. Both new and used, over 200 units to choose from. Stop on in. See the great incentives from Ford and Chrysler. Stop on in for all the details. Get the vehicle you want. It's at Owatonna Motor Company, your Ford and Chrysler dealer, where it's one low price, plain and simple, always.
You're tuned in to Mic'd Up Misfits on 106.3 FM and 1170 AM. The Fan, Owatonna.
This is the Mic'd Up Misfits here on AM 1170 FM 106.3 KFOW, The Fan, Owatonna. It's a tea time with Thomas Wednesday. Thomas Campbell from Swing Lab Performance Golf in Lakeville here with us. Thomas, we talked about some of the youth activities going on, whether it's lessons or leagues. Now for the grown-ups, of course, you've got lessons for them. You've got some winter leagues going on. How's that going for you guys right now?
Yeah, so very good, actually. I have a lot of people that have signed up for lesson packages with me after taking like their swing analysis to see what they need to work on. And let's face it, we've got, it's January, beginning of January right now. Hopefully we're out playing golf in the beginning of April. That would be nice.
Fingers crossed.
And you know, we've got some time to get ready here, so it's going to come around fast. And I want to have every player ready to go out and enjoy the playing outside.
Now, the lessons, you've got different, different levels of lessons, too. The swing analysis, putting analysis, single lessons. You got 5 lesson packs, 10 lesson packs. So you've got a whole array of a menu to choose from on what you want to focus in on. But then I'm guessing you guys, after you get somebody in for a swing analysis, say, well, I know you may have wanted to focus on this, but I think I see something here that we may need to address first, right?
Yeah, well, I keep hearing about this golf shot that goes 100 yards straight then 50 yards right. So in my instance right there, what I'm thinking about is, we got to fix that club path and face angle relationship. It's going to be different for everyone, but that's definitely one thing that'll work a lot on is the swing plane and then club path.
It may not be very pretty, Thomas, but it's consistent.
Hey, that's all we can ask from you, John. Yeah. Quite honestly, at least you know what you get.
Well, I should say it's consistent until I plan for it.
It's consistent until it's not.
Yeah, and then it's dead on, and I hit it about 50 yards left.
Exactly.
So Thomas, with all this analysis and lessons that folks are getting, maybe they're looking at entering into some tournaments this next year coming up, this next golf season, or maybe they're doing some friendly, air quotes, tournaments that they want to make sure they're ready for. Now, before we get to people in general, what do you do to get yourself ready for a tournament?
I like this. I can't wait to hear.
Yeah, so I would say I definitely hit a decent amount of balls in the winter time. So I'm focusing on one thing at a time. I took that club path. Like I might structure my practice session where I'll spend maybe 30 minutes on that part, maybe 30 minutes on another part of my swing. So I'm still hitting a decent amount of balls in the winter time. I did a lot of putting inside. It's hard to do a lot of chipping and short chip shots and pitch shots. That's the first thing that I will do as soon as I get outside and on grass. I'll spend a lot of time around the green. I'm definitely trying to refine my swing and get it consistent to know where it's going to be so I can get outside. And for me, my most earliest tournament is in the end of April. It's usually the biggest one of the year. It's our National Club Pro Championship. And I've got to do my best to try and get myself ready. I'm hoping, right, in Minnesota we can play golf in early April or even late March, but you just never know.
Well, Thomas, we are going to see the other end of this 55 degrees in December, and apparently it'll snow in June. So that's just how things work out here in Minnesota.
Lovely. But,
yeah, exactly. I always feel bad for those spring athletes in high school, covering high school sports. They have their schedule written out, and then a month into the season, half their games have been canceled and moved around.
Yeah, just take all the Scrabble tiles, shake them up, and find something else.
Pretty much.
Yeah, the golf season's tough. I think last spring it was very, very short, and the spring before that was also very short. They've talked about trying to move it to maybe the fall, but then you're playing and your championship kind of later in the fall, and it could be rough weather then. So it's not really an ideal situation, but it's unfortunately we're in Minnesota, and we got to find a ways about it, and that's why there's so many indoor facilities out there to get you ready.
We have to wedge that season in somewhere, because well, you were talking about, some of the tapering that you do, right? John likes that as a swimmer, but is there ever for you specifically, during your 12-month calendar where you're not swinging a club, where you're stepping away from the game and just, whether or not you're busy or not, where you're just consciously not swinging a club?
The beginning of October through to end of December is usually kind of where I take a break. It's nice to take a break.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's go. I mean, when I say I'm not swinging a club, I still swing it occasionally, but I'm not like intense training or anything like that. So that's my time. Usually my end of my golf season for my tournaments ends right at the end of September, beginning of October. And then I don't have anything till April. So that's a nice couple of months there to take a break and then not really think about the swing at all and then start fresh.
So now for the other golfers, not just you, would that be a time maybe where you work on strength training, you work on flexibility, so when you do get back to swinging the club, you've got that extra strength built up and you've got that flexibility ready so you can just jump right into it?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I mean, the fact that I'm not swinging golf, I'm still thinking golf. Like, I'm still doing maybe a little bit, like I mentioned, speed training or doing some strength training, flexibility, running on treadmill. So I'm still, thinking fitness, just not so much, swinging the club every single day. But yeah, the offseason is a great time to get those things taken care of too.
Now, you just brought up something that I don't think many golfers will think about, is being on the treadmill, because when you're walking a golf course, you're on a journey. You're on a hike through that golf course with hills and dales, and you're up and down trying to go through, navigate this course. And, well, if you're like me, you're all over the place, and you want to have that endurance to be able to be strong in the last few holes, too.
Right. You need to be mentally tough, and, you know, by being physically fit, it helps a lot. And you just look at, like, Tiger Woods, for example. He never really missed a day. Now, yes, it was probably his knee probably took a little bit, but he was up running 4 a.m. Before going doing anything. And I know it's probably an example of someone that just took it maybe a little too far. But yeah, physical fitness is very important. It's not just strength. It's being able to, you know, you're on the golf course for 4 or 5 hours walking. Even if you're riding in a golf cart, you still got to stay mentally tough.
And, I mean, you bring up Tiger Woods, and then you look at the polar opposite of Tiger Woods. And what I have said in my novice golf eye, one of the most talented golfers out there in John Daly, where he can just walk up to a golf course and say, all right, let's play, and get after it. But if you think about what he has done with the talent he has, if he would have put that effort into being physically ready and mentally ready, who knows what John Daly could have done.
Yeah, it's right. A sliding doors moment.
Never know, but if you look at the body makeups of all the players these days, they're not as large. They're definitely, if they're larger, they're maybe a little stronger. But they're not just kind of showing up and playing. Like, there's definitely been an emphasis in the strength and fitness in the golf game the last few years.
So now, before a tournament, let's say we're getting to days before a tournament, are you playing the course, sort of taking notes as you go along on, well, maybe I want to play it here on this side and getting analysis of the course that way?
Yeah, so, I mean, a lot of the courses I've already played, which is a nice thing. So I have a good idea. Unfortunately, I don't have the time to usually go play practice rounds for pro-ams. If it's like the State Open or a Club Pro Championship in Minnesota, yes, I'll play a practice round the day before, a couple of days before. But I definitely take a lot of notes. I got a lot of yardage books for courses. It's funny you ask this. So I've never played PGA First Go, which is where I'm playing our National Club Pro Championship. And they just added the two courses I'm playing to TrackMan, which is
great,
because I was just doing a couple of flyovers of a couple of the holes this morning, checking them out. So I'll probably play a decent amount of times here when I've got some spare time to get a little practice in on TrackMan on those two courses.
Now, Thomas, with TrackMan, how often is that course updated? Because courses are almost always making little tweaks or refining a hole or refining the whole course. Is that updated often, so you have the newest version of what the course is playing like?
Yeah, I mean, TrackMan, they regularly update their firmware and their software. I think a good test of this will be Interlochen, for example. They've got that on there, but I know Interlochen's gone through a complete kind of change on a few things. So it'll be interesting to see how fast that changes on their software.
Yeah, and that's super interesting to me.
It is.
Because you think, okay, we've got it locked in. We've got this course. Well, if you look at the course, it's not the same as it was 10 years ago. So you got to constantly stay on top of it. And I love that TrackMan constantly is updating, and it keeps the new feel to those courses as they evolve along with the players.
Right, and it's amazing how realistic it is. It's just their software is so good when you're playing courses. It's just it's hands down definitely the best that I've come across software wise.
And then we can't forget about that Zen Green stage, because that every time we talk about it and every time I look at it, I'm just amazed that they're able to do something like this with a hydraulic putting surface. It sounds like it's out of a
futuristic
science fiction,
sci-fi novel.
Futuristic sci-fi novel, but no, it's in Lakeville.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's really, really good technology that can help explain, hey, you got it for a putt that's breaking a certain amount, you got to play it outside the hole this much. and you can feel it, and you can see exactly where you got to play it. And yeah, it's awesome to have all the technology.
And
especially
don't,
in like Minnesota, right? We're inside a lot, so we might as well make most of it.
You're absolutely right. And don't forget, folks, they do club fittings, so maybe you got a new bag, new set for Christmas. Get them fitted out right, so you can get on the course ready to go.
I'm definitely glad to blow that up. So beginning this year, our club fittings are now free with purchase, so you don't have to pay a fitting fee as long as you purchase your equipment through us. And a great time is usually to come around is usually around the beginning of February or end of January. That's usually when all the manufacturers start to release all their new clubs. You start seeing them popping up a little bit on social media here in the last couple of days. But that's when we start getting the fitting components in. So if you're interested in the new stuff, that's usually the best time.
Sounds good. Now, Thomas, leagues already started. Do you have some popping up with that if folks want to get involved in, they can get into? Or is it just the simulators and all the other fun winter stuff going on?
We have a league that begins next on the 8th. So not even a week away. We still have openings for that. So it's a two-person league that goes as our winter league, and then we'll have one later in the spring as well.
Yeah, and for anyone who's interested in leagues or lessons or anything going on at Swing Lab, swinglabperformancegolf.com is great. But you guys are all over Facebook, updating things. It's accessible, so I definitely encourage listeners to head over to your Facebook page as well, because that's a key asset for you guys, and it's really cool how you keep that stuff updated. But yeah, John, do you have anything else for Thomas? We'll get him for these two segments, and they always go so fast.
It does.
But we're already talking about playing outside and getting ready. It just seems weird.
It does.
It just is. Everything's just weird.
Yeah. So, Thomas, how about this? We ask you, is there anything we missed? Because we are not good at our jobs.
No.
So what did we miss that you want to talk about?
I think it's just important to know that depending on you're a beginner or advanced golfer, we're going to cater to everyone. And we have like kind of like an off-peak and peak rate. So if you want to save a little bit before 4 p.m. during the weekdays, is a good time to come in if you're. But also, it's a per room. You're not paying per player. So if you want to split it between three other friends, obviously that's going to save you a decent amount too.
Just like that, Thomas Campbell at Swing Lab Performance Golf up in Lakeville. Thanks for talking with us again. How about we do this about 1 month from now, Thomas?
It's
Sounds
a date.
Great.
Yeah, let's do it. Thanks,
Sounds
Thomas.
Thank you, Thomas. That's Thomas Campbell from Swing Lab Performance Golf in Lakeville. John Partridge, John Weisbrod here with you. Well, it's the new year, John.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we look back at the year that was?
Let's do that.
Let's do that. We'll do that coming up here on the Mic'd Up Misfits. AM 1170, FM 106.3, KFOW, The Fan, Owatonna.
Mic'd Up Misfits. Making meat sauce sound like a Mensa member.
Ameriprise Financial Advisors can work with you to provide personalized, goal-based advice based on your short and long-term goals. Plus, you can track your investments and find financial solutions with our digital tools and regular meetings. Call Wayne Norwood Wetmore Wealth Management, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, today at 507-444-0901. That's 507-444-0901. Office is located at 1850 Austin Road, Owatonna, Minnesota. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.
When looking for an accountant, what comes to mind? Trustworthy, accurate, and up-to-date on current tax laws. Hi, this is Dan Miner from Dorhoffer, Miner, Andriston, Arndt. Yep, we have a new name with the same great service. When you need a certified public accountant, think Dorhoffer, Miner, Andrist, and Arndt, located in Blooming Prairie, New Richland, and Owatonna.
If you love sports, then you'll love the Owatonna Eagle. The Owatonna Eagles offers competitive games like darts and pool while you're watching your favorite teams on their multiple big TVs. Stop by for lunch and drink specials during the week and check out the lineup of upcoming entertainment. After the game, it's time to grab your friends and head to the Eagles for the post-game party. It's all at your home for local sports, the Owatonna Eagles.
Owatonna Motor Company, your Ford and Chrysler dealer featuring one of the largest inventories in southern Minnesota. Both new and used, over 200 units to choose from. Stop on in. See the great incentives from Ford and Chrysler. Stop on in for all the details. Get the vehicle you want. It's at Owatonna Motor Company, your Ford and Chrysler dealer, where it's one low price, plain and simple, always.
Whether it's estate planning, real estate, or family law, having a trustworthy legal partner is essential. And the Iacovino Law Office is here for you. Jason Iacovino believes in providing personalized attention to every case. You're not just a number. You're a valued client deserving of the best legal representation possible. Jason Iacovino Law Office. He is your attorney, your neighbor, your friend, your advocate. Visit Iacovino Law Office in downtown Blooming Prairie or call 507-583-6663.
Find archived episodes of Mic'd Up Misfits on the HuskyBulletin.com, your local sports hub.
This is the Mic'd Up Misfits here on AM 1170 and FM 106.3 KFOW, the Fan Owatonna. John Partridge, John Weisbrod here with you. Just got done talking golf with Thomas Campbell. Almost called him Tea Time with Thomas, but he has an actual name.
He does.
Thomas Campbell.
Yep. It's one of those ones that is easy to pronounce, easy to spell. I like it.
I like it.
I like alliteration. Tea Time with Thomas. It's John and John here. Let's roll.
Let's roll.
Yeah.
So we are in the new year. Breaking news.
Okay, yeah. How long is it going to take for you, whether you write a check or a document, stop writing 23?
I've done pretty well so far on our transmitter logs.
Okay.
So
usually it's about March.
Yeah. It was about December.
And, and then they flip the calendar every year.
Let's do a little year-in review. Mm. You, the intrepid reporter that you are, with our Husky Bulletin, have put together the top five storylines from 2023. And these are fact. Wait, no.
They're inexorable, cannot be argued.
Maybe it's just opinion.
Yeah.
But that's okay
as
well.
That's okay, too.
So this is like our opinion, dude.
Yeah, it's like my opinion, man.
Yeah, and if you don't like it, that's fine. You can write your letters to John Weisbrod at cowsonline.com.
Yeah, John W. at KOWZonline.com.
Yeah, send your nasty emails to him because I don't listen to him.
You don't know how to read either. So.
That is fair. But you put together your top five storylines, and we're going to go in reverse order.
Ooh.
It took a while for you to figure out what I was saying.
You threw a bunch of numbers at me.
Yeah, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Okay, well.
That's five numbers.
Yes.
In reverse order from what you have. So we'll start at number five. Number five.
Yeah.
OH graduate.
Well, before we get started, you stumbled, so I'll back up.
Thank you.
Putting this list together this year, this top five, it's not hyperbole. Might be the best top five in all of my years that I've been doing this for 12 years in Owatonna. And you'll find out why here as we go through.
So number five.
All right.
OHS graduate Alec Holcomb becomes the youngest head baseball coach in the NCAA. And he's up there at Carleton
College.
Yeah.
25 now. Took over when he was 24 and a half.
What were you doing at 24 and a half?
Not coaching at the Harvard of the Midwest.
That's right.
So Alex, one of them, good. He's a good friend of mine, right? So I've been upfront about that. We spent 3.5 hours in that studio launching this podcast of mine. And normally that's probably a number one story. Think of how many coaches there are at all three levels of the NCAA. And then you meet Alec Holcomb and you realize, okay, that tracks.
Yeah.
Okay. He was 18 going on 30 when I first met him. And then it's just, he's one of those guys that just so many stories about the little solid things that he does. And it's led him to the point where his trajectory is straight up. That's really cool from me both personally. And then, from just a general storyline standpoint, really, really cool. OHS grad, making the Huskies proud.
So, folks, Carleton College, if you don't know, just right up the road in Northfield.
Yep.
So you can go and watch your OHS graduate, Alec Holcomb, coaching the Carleton College Knights.
Knights, yes. The K is not silent.
No, it is not. Just ask him.
He might have some swag for you, too, quite honestly.
Oh, look at that.
He might be able to hook you up. It's the navy blue and the yellow, and all you got to do is ask, because he won't say no.
So, and with Carleton College, you're, like you said, it is the Harvard of the Midwest.
And that's no joke.
It's a smart kid college.
Yes.
They would never allow me
no.
anywhere near it.
I'd say, Alec, I want to go watch you coach. I told him last year I'll go to the game that's in St. Paul because I'm not sure I'm qualified to walk on the campus.
Right.
So, but anyways, go ahead.
But you've got some talent on that team. Let's see, a former Carleton pitcher, Kiefer Lord, picked up by
Washington.
The Baltimore Orioles.
So Kiefer Lord's a really interesting story. He graduated or left Carleton the year before Alec came in. He was kind of skinny and wiry, a lefty, and in the offseason added 7 miles an hour to his fastball, transferred to the Washington Huskies, and then was the Pac-12 pitcher of the year, and now is playing professionally. Recruiting for Alec, and we talk about this a lot, him and I do, is a challenge. He had zero kids his first year from Minnesota because they just don't feel like they can get into that school.
Yeah.
A lot of the kids that he's recruiting are kids choosing between Harvard and Carleton. So he does a lot of East Coast and a lot of West Coast. He's trying to build that funnel in Minnesota, but look at his roster. Carleton's an international university, right? And that was the number one thing that he had to deal with when he got the job was the type of kids that he has to recruit. It's interesting. It's unique because a lot of schools say, well, this kid, even if it's Division III, his GPA is borderline, let's get him in. That's not Carleton. They don't capitulate to sports. You have to be the 1% of the 1%. And then how he finds kids that are also good at baseball, it's incredible.
It's incredible. Incredible. So if you get a chance, go up, take that short trip up the road to watch some Carleton baseball this spring and summer.
Yes.
Number 4, the Owatonna gymnastics team claims bronze medal at the Class 2A state competition. Now, this is something that may go a little under the radar because
it shouldn't.
But gymnastics, it's not that big sport.
It's an Olympic sport.
It's the Olympic sport. You look at it and pay attention to it once every 4 years when it's on the Olympics. But this Husky program is nothing to snuff your nose at, Johnny.
It is over the last 8 years, 4 third place finishes. So you say, why, third place at state, that's awesome. Why is that in the top five this year? Because of everything. It's a storyline, right? Another third place finished. Programs can call their entire existence, get to state, get on the podium, and that's the peak of their, existence as a program. Owatonna, somehow, again, under the radar, perhaps maybe because they haven't won it yet, they will someday, is quietly just an absolute gymnastics juggernaut.
Let's go.
It is unbelievable. They've had a transitioning coaching. Coach Mo is there now, and he's done a fantastic job, and they start him young, and then they always have a generation to look up to, and it really is remarkable what this program is doing.
And another one where you can watch plenty of gymnastics. In fact, you don't have to wait too long. Tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night, nice plug.
At home, hosting multiple schools. I don't know what those multiple...
Well done there, John.
Oh, there we go. Mankato East to Mankato West.
So, and that's usually a pretty good quad there. But anyways, OHS
that's
has captured...
That's a triangular.
Four is quad. Yeah, my bad. OHS has captured third place in four times in 2017, 2018, 2019, 21. And then last year was their fifth. It's incredible. 5 times. I was wrong. It wasn't four. It's five.
Five.
Third place finishes, John. This is at the top of the podium. And there's always seems to be, whether it's Lakeville North or Roseville, whatever, just that one team or two teams that just
And it's not a lot better either. They're getting edged out.
Yeah.
So I'm calling it.
They're going to break through.
I'm putting my fist down. This is the year.
Whoa.
This is it.
Wow.
Owatonna Gymnastics. Again, you don't have to wait long to watch a meet here at home. That is coming up tomorrow night, 6:30 at the Owatonna Gymnastics Club, right there at the fairgrounds.
Yep.
But they're really starting to get into the meat of their season. They've had three meets so far.
They're ranked second in the state.
But they've got a majority of their meets coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. Big Nine starts February 10th. The section meet on the 17th. So they've got a jam-packed January.
So, John, listen to this. Owatonna is second in the state. The number one team in the state, Lakeville South, is in their section. Hey, it's based on numbers. They can do it.
Yeah.
They're capable, but it just dawned on me. They're second in the state right now, ranked second in the big class. So cool. So cool.
Yes. Let's go, Owatonna Gymnastics. So, you know what?
Should we do the third one?
Number three. The Huskies christen a new stadium with a route over Hastings.
Yeah.
And it's kind of sandwiched in here. Double whammy. Jeff Williams earns his 200th career win. What a way to start off a really sort of magical football season for the Huskies.
John, these top three stories are run the gamut.
Yep.
And this one, again, normal years with a bullet is your first number one story of the year. So, yeah, on the same night that they christened their new stadium, Jeff Williams gets win number 200 and sets the stage, like you said, for, I don't want to say a resurgence of Owatonna football. They've never left, but just a really fun season. And congrats to Coach Williams. I remember they came off a 5-5 year. That doesn't sit well with that whole staff. And to see them play the way they did in that night, John, that I will never forget that night.
No, that was fun.
That was a highlight. You talk about highlights of the year for us, selfishly. My gosh, that was even just planning that with Egremont.
Yeah.
Oh, that was fun.
So the Huskies opened
It even
up,
got you to the stadium.
It did. I got there a couple of times.
Yeah. No, you did. You even made a road trip.
Oh, I did.
You did. You had to think about it for a second, didn't you? Last game of the year.
That does not sound like
you did
like
a good
me.
Job tweeting.
But the Huskies, they opened up the stadium with that win.
Yep.
They maintained that throughout the season. Still, no losses at that stadium for the Owatonna Huskies football squad.
So cool. Any other thoughts, John? I mean, you've had a really cool perspective on the team that night. Everything. Because you're an OHS grad. I'm not.
My thoughts on this OHS team. It was, like I said, to open this bit up, it was magical.
Mm-hmm.
But it was, from the get-go, something I noticed about this team.
I know what you're going to say.
Was their grit. They were put in tough situations often and never backed down from it. Never flinched for a second.
They exhibited that to the point where it was not a fluke. That's just their DNA. I'm not even going to start on all of the times that are popping into my head because we don't have time. But that you're absolutely right. You nailed it. And by the way, Dan Weisbrot, I went back and was listening to the season preview podcast. He predicted that Owatonna would finish 6-2 in the regular season, and that's exactly what they did. So congrats, Dan. I said I would say that on the air.
Do we have to?
We did, so it's done.
You can't
take that back. But I remember sitting in there and just talking with Dan during this, before the season for the preview. It's like, I liked what they had, but there's always that unknown. And they proved right away that the missing component was just guys got a little older, guys got a little wiser, guys got a little bigger, stronger, and all that. And guess what? They're all back next year. The core, right?
Like I said, the grit of this football team stuck out to me like a sore thumb because they were put in bad positions, up to the task every single
How many times did they give up a touchdown on the other team's first drive?
Yep.
Too many. But it didn't matter. By the end of the first one that happened, I remember me and Kyle Melcher were standing next to each other in New Prague, and we were both upset. God darn it. By the time Apple Valley was doing that to him, that's fine. We'll be fine.
We're good. We're good. We'll make adjustments. Yep. We'll roll with it. We'll continue to roll with our recapping the year that was 2023. We've got number two, number one coming up for you after the break here on the Mic'd Up Misfits. AM 1170, FM 106.3, KFOW, The Fan, Owatonna.
Weather on The Fan.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot with a look at your weather ahead. A cold front slams into us today, bringing scattered flurries throughout the afternoon and stuck under mostly cloudy skies. And temperatures slowly crashing throughout the day, plummeting to lows in the mid-teens. But it'll bring plenty of sunshine for tomorrow. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota, and it's worth a look. Right now, it's 30.
If you love sports, then you'll love the Owatonna Eagle. The Owatonna Eagles offers competitive games like darts and pool while you're watching your favorite teams on their multiple big TVs. Stop by for lunch and drink specials during the week and check out the lineup of upcoming entertainment. After the game, it's time to grab your friends and head to the Eagles for the post-game party. It's all at your home for local sports, the Owatonna Eagles.
Ameriprise Financial Advisors can work with you to provide personalized, goal-based advice based on your short and long-term goals. Plus, you can track your investments and find financial solutions with our digital tools and regular meetings. Call Wayne Norwood Wetmore Wealth Management, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, today at 507-444-0901. That's 507-444-0901. Office is located at 1850 Austin Road, Owatonna, Minnesota. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.
Owatonna Motor Company, your Ford and Chrysler dealer, featuring one of the largest inventories in southern Minnesota. Both new and used, over 200 units to choose from. Stop on in. See the great incentives from Ford and Chrysler. Stop on in for all the details. Get the vehicle you want. It's at Owatonna Motor Company, your Ford and Chrysler dealer, where it's one low price, plain and simple, always.
Committed to our team.
Shot at the buzzer.
Yes!
Committed to the maroon and gold.
Ran right over a man and threw it down.
Committed to family.
History all net. The Gophers lead by two.
That's what being a Gopher is all about.
And a throw down windmill dunk.
Join the family for Golden Gopher basketball right here all season long on your home for Minnesota basketball.
The Fan, Owatonna, AM 1170 and FM 106.3.
Whether it's estate planning, real estate, or family law, having a trustworthy legal partner is essential. And the Iacovino Law Office is here for you. Jason Iacovino believes in providing personalized attention to every case. You're not just a number. You're a valued client deserving of the best legal representation possible. Jason Iacovino Law Office. He is your attorney, your neighbor, your friend, your advocate. Visit Iacovino Law Office in downtown Blooming Prairie or call 507-583-6663.
Mic'd Up Misfits.
This is the Mic'd Up Misfits here on AM 1170, FM 106.3, KFOW, The Fan, Owatonna. John Partridge, John Weisbrode here with you, recapping the year that was 2023.
Last year, did you know that these are just individual visitors, not clicks? 26,000 different people visited the Husky Bulletin in a six-month span.
So how many? It doesn't count you logging in every time.
These are unique IP addresses.
Wow. So how many different computers did you have to use?
A lot.
Yeah.
Well, it took a lot to get to that.
It paid off.
Paid off.
Well done. Yeah. Number two.
This is a tough one, John.
This one is,
it sucks.
Yeah, it does. It does. But in late August, the Owatonna hockey community and community in general struck with the tragic news that beloved second-year boys head hockey coach Dave Fromm unexpectedly passed away. Now, Dave was just 50 years old, 54, survived by his wife and two daughters, had been with the Huskies squad for only a couple of years. This would have been his third year,
yes.
if I'm right, but had left an indelible impression on the hockey community here in Owatonna. And in what sounds like a made-for-TV movie, this happens. Mm-hmm. You've got a hockey coach come back to town and taken over the team for Dave Fromm, and what do? They rattle off their first seven games, go 7-0, are 10-1 right now. It's just an incredible, incredible story that this team, this squad, this unit, this family of OHS boys hockey carrying with them their former coach, their lost coach, and playing with a heavy heart and coming in just smoking.
One of their best starts ever.
No.
Ever. You could tell when I on the phone with Owen Beyer the other day, he didn't want to, I mean, it was still hard to talk about.
Yeah.
2 years he was here. He's from Minnesota, went to Colorado, came back. So this affected two communities. Two daughters and a wife. So yeah, that's tough. I think I never met him, you did. But it seems like
I had the pleasure of meeting him one time.
Yeah.
And it was at their car wash benefit that we were broadcasting live from. And right off the bat, I knew
this guy's solid.
I like this guy. Because I get in there, I'm just having some fun breaking down the line changes of their car wash. Asking, hey, coach, what do you need to do to get these boys sorted out for their lines? It's a little scattered right now. And he didn't miss a beat. And jumped right into the crazy BS with me. He will be greatly missed.
An honorary misfit.
Yes, absolutely.
Great way to punctuate that.
And there's no good way to transition.
Let's
going to transition to
the number one story.
Number one!
And it's still evolving.
Yeah. Speaking of made-for-TV Disney movies, one Mr. Former OHS, well, he's still an OHS graduate, former OHS wrestler, Peyton Robb, dominating college wrestling 8 months after a health scare that could have cost him his life.
Or a leg, at one point. At best, he was going to lose a leg.
Wow. Ready, go.
You know what? If we decide it's Vin Diesel who's going to play him or whatever in the movie.
I've been working out. I think I could pull it.
Or Jason Statham.
Perhaps. Yeah, probably Statham. Yeah, Statham. That might be better.
Looks a little, Statham for sure. I needed to, he's got the hair thing going.
Yeah.
So, but Peyton Robb, it's one of those rare stories you cannot cover too much.
So let's start at the beginning.
Yes. I know this thing inside and out. And,
so start at the national tournament last year.
Prologue. Peyton Robb was number one in the national rankings all year until the Big Ten when he lost to Levi Haynes, right? Finished second at the Big Tens. Rolls his way into the national semifinals. Guess who's standing in his way? Levi Haynes. I was with Emmanuel and my brother in Iowa, watched him lose to Levi Haynes on national TV, and bummer. He didn't feel great after that loss, but I don't think anybody does after they wrestle that kid. I mean, my gosh. And from there, he has to go wrestle against Jared Franek, who is an old rival of his. Franek is a kid that was ranked third. Peyton had beat him already, never lost to him in his career, but Franek is amazing. Lost to Franek, and that, in the wrestlebacks and the consolation round is when he knew something was wrong. And ultimately, didn't even take the mat for his last mat. And when I heard about that, something went off in my head. Like, this is Peyton Robb would never medically forfeit unless there was something seriously, seriously wrong. And guess what?
There was.
I'll never forget how he described that, because they had to NCAA has a weird rule where if you live within a certain radius of a city, you have to drive. They had to bus to Tulsa. That bus ride, he said, he felt like he was dead. He was dying. All the way back, you think of how comfortable those buses are. Think of an aggressive bacterial infection taking over your body and the precursors of liver failure, heart failure. And you're dealing with an emotional situation with a national tournament anyway. Your head's in so many different places. He gets back home. He's brought into the hospital. And it's a daze at that point. Ultimately went into liver failure, heart failure, necrotizing fasciitis.
Yep.
It's basically a tissue-eating bacterial super rare infection that at one point we're thinking, okay, let's hope he survives. There was a day where 2 days it was dodgy.
Yeah.
And then when he survived, we thought, okay, he's going to lose a limb, but he survived.
Yep.
Didn't lose any limbs. And then there was still that point where I'm like,
let's just hope he gets healthy.
Exactly. He's never going to wrestle again. He's had such a great career. How cool is that? Blah, blah, blah. And then all of a sudden we wake up and he's on this show. Guys, I'm going to be back.
Saying he's at 90% ready to go back to wrestling.
What did his dad tell us during the wrestling? He dropped his body fat.
Yeah.
I don't know how you drop from zero, but honestly, it is, he's 13-0 right now. Should be ranked number one. It doesn't matter.
He is in WrestleStat. Yeah.
He's number one in WrestleStat.
Yep, number one in WrestleStat, 13-0 right now.
And for those who don't know, WrestleStat's all computerized. That's the computer rankings, and there's the open mat and inner mat that have him second and third.
So at 157 weight class, he is number one. And who's right behind him?
Levi Haynes
at 5-0. But Peyton Robb, a story that will continue to evolve as this is his senior year, right?
It is. Yeah. He's done.
This is it for Peyton Robb. And like we said, if this pans out the way it's panning out right now, the only question you're going to ask is, well, who's going to play him in the movie?
Honestly, this is already, taken off within the greater wrestling community, which sometimes I need to remind myself not everybody's involved in. College wrestling, this is the narrative, right? It's going to break beyond that if he keeps doing this.
Yeah.
If it has, it hasn't. I just feel honored to cover him because this will never. He's the type of kid that you want your kid to be like, not because he's good at wrestling, because of how he's built.
He
in
is
the
a
head.
Stand up human being.
Human being. I'm not going to go through the stories anymore.
That is an amazing wrestler to go along with it. So that is our number one story.
Yeah.
Well, I should say number 1A for the Mic'd Up Misfits, though.
Uh-huh. Let's hear it. Thank you. Of all of the entities and things that were born from 2023, the Melch Bell can stand alone.
Yes, it can.
Kyle Melcher, folks, who is a dad.
Aw, congratulations, Melch. At one point, he was going to be on, then he couldn't do it,
then
he was
going to
be on,
then he wasn't,
then he wasn't,
he was on, and then I gave him a couple months off, and
then
he was
we
on,
said,
and then he wasn't.
Too bad, you're not going to make it, the bell has gotten bigger than you, sir.
The bit is taller and bigger than your 6'7 frame.
Yeah.
Buddy.
So we made it. That's the year in review. Ooh. 2023. We're going to get the band back together tomorrow,
so.
I think.
That's the plan.
We're gonna try. Yeah. See if your brother, the better wife's bro, is going to be here.
Maybe the cat will drag in a rainy.
Yeah, we'll see if he's busy.
He's not.
He's not busy. Yeah, money's on no.
Yes.
But we'll see what the gang's doing.
You know, I actually don't even think Dan works on Fridays. So,
well,
tomorrow's Thursday.
That's
still
tough.
Whatever.
Yeah, tomorrow's Thursday. So we'll cross that bridge
strong
when we
ending.
Get there.
Strong
yeah.
ending.
Good way to start the new year. Kind of like how we ended the last year with a thud. This has been the Mic'd Up Misfits on AM 1170, FM 106.3, KFOW, The Fan, Owatonna.
Come down later for Moose Soup. You guys are doing good.
Oh. Woo!